Matthew Stuckey from Verity Baptist Church, Manila, and I wanted to make a quick video talking about the responsibility we have when we're in a family, okay? In Genesis chapter 7, verse 1, the Bible reads, "And the Lord said unto Noah, Come thou and all thy house into the ark, for thee have I seen righteous before me in this generation." So the Lord says to Noah that you and your entire house, which is his wife, his three sons, his sons' wives, they're to come into the ark. And the reason why they're coming into the ark, he says, "For thee have I seen righteous before me in this generation." See, every word of God in the Bible is there for a reason, okay? And God told him, "Thee have I seen righteous." Thee is singular. He doesn't say, "Well, all eight of you have been righteous." He doesn't say, "Well, most of you have been righteous." No, he says, "Thee have I seen righteous before me in this generation." And so this is a verse that can be a comforting verse, but it can also be a verse that kind of, you know, gives us a good kick in the pants where we know we have to live a godly and righteous life. Because of the fact, Noah is the one who spared his whole family's lives because of the fact he was righteous. And so they were spared because of Noah. And when it comes to us as individuals, whether it's us as husbands or fathers or wives or moms, you know, it's our responsibility to live a godly life for the sake of our house. And you know, you might be someone who your husband doesn't love the Lord. The sad reality is I know many people whose husbands aren't even saved, or they don't really love God, and the wives love soul winning, they love the things of God, and unfortunately they're in that situation, and they're left raising their kids and having a husband that isn't really on board with the things of God. But the situation is also reversed, where a guy can marry a woman, and the woman doesn't care about the things of God. She doesn't want to live for God. She rejects what the Bible says. But if you're a person who's in that situation, what you need to do as an individual is just decide that you're going to live a righteous and godly life, and you're going to spare God's judgment upon your household. You're going to make sure that the blessing comes upon your house. And so if you're someone who, say, let's say you read the Bible 20 minutes a day, and you say, "Man, I wish my wife would read it 20 minutes a day, or I wish my husband would read it 20 minutes a day," well, you might want to just double your Bible reading and make up the difference for what they're not doing. And look, I'm not saying it's an easy situation if you're in that situation. I understand it's difficult to live for the Lord even if you're not in that situation. But you know, the reality is it's very important for you, though, for the sake of your entire family, that if you really care about them and you really love them, realize you have the opportunity to spare that family by the godly and righteous life that you live. Thank you, and God bless.